Welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we've got Bruce the Snitch on the line, calling out of a concern for his neighbor who's been toying with the idea of having a solar company that has been going down the street, knocking door to door, promoting their product. Here's a whole bunch of questions I would hope your neighbor would ask before he would proceed. Regular listeners of the show are under the impression that Rosie is anti-solar, and that is not true. I'm a big fan of the solar industry. But we're talking about, in this instance, spending something north of $40,000 on a 1,200 square foot home. That summer bill can't be going over $150 or $180. His winter bill is probably about $60. Romy, math wizard, what is the break-even point for that investment for this neighbor?
So on a 1,200 square foot home, we average over 12 months, your average bill should be about $120. If you can keep it about, you know, 10 to 1 equivalent of the square footage of your home, you're doing pretty good. Not to say that it can go a lot lower or a lot higher, but if you're right there, you're in the area that...
That's right.
Money that you spend to reduce it, your power bill, it's going to be a very long time return on your investment. And in this case, $120 a month, divided into a $42,000 solar package they're trying to sell them, is 350 months to break even, which is 29 years and 1 month.
Ooh. To break even.
Just to break even.
Just to break even. So I'm putting solar on my next residential project and remodel, and I'm doing it because I'm philosophically committed to doing what I can to lower the carbon footprint of me and my family on our property on this planet. There are many times and many applications solar makes a ton of sense, and battery backup and generator backup.
And in this case, he may be looking at it as an investment for his kid.
He's
going to gift the house to his kid, and here, I've got this turnkey paid off house with no utility bills. This is my gift to you as I leave this world.
And that would be my question for the neighbor. Why are you motivated? Is it because someone's using strong-arm sales tactics to convince you it's the right thing to do? Are you trying to reduce your power bills, or are you trying to gain energy independence in spite of what happens with the grid? Because you talked about battery backup and generators, and you know, you're looking at a multifaceted opportunity to be able to create power on your own property. If he's so inclined for all of that, then I would say, okay, you know, maybe consider it.
But would you consider, okay, if they're knocking on their door? I mean, there's other ways to find a solar company.
That really scares me.
Yes, it should.
I can tell you that there have probably been a couple dozen solar companies apply for Rosie certification the last 20 years. Only three or four have ever made it through the screening process because we so disagreed with the sales tactic of most of the companies. So if you cannot talk your, if your neighbor is intent on solar, I can't encourage them enough. Don't go with the first offer that someone gave them knocking on their door, unsolicited, offering a package. Get in touch with Sun Valley Solar and get a second opinion as to whether this makes sense or not.
If you have your home maintenance calendar, you can flip to the back page where we have our contractor referral network, and you can see right there in solar, we have Sun Valley Solar in Chandler, Verde Valley Solar in Cornville for Northern Arizona, and Fox Valley Solar in Phoenix as well. And I knew I had seen this. I flipped through to August. They have a 0% financing on approved credit for solar and $10 off the install. So that'd save them a little bit of
money.
Who's
offering that, Romy?
Fox Valley Solar. And our home maintenance calendar, just one of the many money-saving items you can find in it. And it's something we send out to you, the Arizona homeowner, for free. We one of the ways we work to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie Romero is not anti-solar. There might be an argument you could say I'm anti-solar industry in the way that they present their product and some of the salespeople, but I am a solar power advocate.
It's like Ford. You know, how many dealerships could you go to and buy a Ford and get ripped off? You're a Sanderson Ford
That's
guy.
That's right.
We're a solar fan. You just got to find the right company.
The right analysis needs to be done.